Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten in part by Bill's Blues, 1029 Davis in Evanston. Bill's features great live music every night of the week, including a Tuesday blues jam and world-famous blues artists featured on Friday and Saturday nights. Bill's Blues is easily accessible by public transportation and is ADA compliant. More information is available at billsbluesbar.com or at 847-424-9800. That's Bill's Blues in Evanston.
There's Tiny Grimes and his little group called the Good Rockin' Highlanders from May of 1948 in a piece they call Hot in Harlem. And it gets us started on this hour of the program. It's Blues Before Sunrise, the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Also, that marks the first entry in our special this week. We've got a two-hour special on tunes with the word Harlem in the title of every song here. And it was, again, the mythical location of black creation during the 1920s, the 1930s, up to World War II, as a matter of fact. And we've got all sorts of well-known artists, guys that we play on a regular basis, and we're going to pick up offerings from each and every one of them over the next 2 hours. What do you say we get things started with Ella Fitzgerald, at a time when she was still with Chick Webb and the orchestra? This is called Holiday in Harlem.
Thank you. music everywhere. Happiness is in the air. Not a soul has got a care. Holiday in Harlem. Up and down the avenue, you see faces old and new, with a smile that welcomes you, 'cause it's holiday in Harlem. Sophisticated ladies, dizzy, dumb and wise. My, oh my, when they get high, there's danger in their eyes. Not a soul is feeling blue, up and down the avenue, with a smile that welcomes you. Holiday in Harlem.
Canada, we want Canada.
What do you mean, we want Canada? Don't let Mr. Schiffman hear you say that. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your master of ceremonies, Willie Bryan, coming to you from the stage of the 125th Street Apollo Theater. It's your amateur night in Harlem. Well, here we go now. Look out. Now, if you think you can sing and dance, let me hip you in advance. Anyone here can take a chance at amateur night in Harlem. Why, maybe you can hit the top, who can tell? Then again, if you should flop, Puerto Rico's gun will pop at amateur night in Harlem. Don't you know every Wednesday night you can find a lot of new stars to follow when they make their debut on the stage of the old Apollo? Do you know, folks, that Ella Fitzgerald started here? You too can start a great career or get thrown out right on your ear. It's amateur night in Harlem. Look out, Tab Smith. Those two amateurs. That was little Tab Smith and Taft Jordan. Well, we might as well get right along, ladies and gentlemen, and here we go. Look out now. If you think you're a future star, makes no difference now who you are. Just latch on, Jack, and you may go far from amateur night in Harlem. Why, if they like you, you'll be heard, yes, right on up to your last word. That's if you don't get the old bird at amateur night in Harlem. Now, if at first you don't succeed, well, just keep on trying. Then come on backstage and tell your tale of woe to old Papa Bryan. And don't despair. Keep up the fight. Maybe you'll make out all right. Well, I'll see you again next Wednesday night. I'm going. Goodbye, all. Take me out, boys. Goodbye.
I can't eat a bite. The man I love, he don't treat me right. He makes me feel so blue, I don't know what to do. Sometimes I said his sigh and then began to cry. He went away and never even said goodbye. There's a change in the ocean, change in the deep blue sea, my baby. I'll tell the world there ain't no change in me. My love for that man will always be. Now I got the Harlem blues since my man went away. I ain't got no time to lose. Yeah, I do like the Chinaman Bay calling hop. Gonna stand on the corner, gonna blow my top. Since my love has been refused, now I got the Harlem blues.
Harlem, Harlem, now she's got the Harlem blues.
Yeah, she's got it
since her man has gone away.
Gone away.
that she wouldn't do. She's going down to the river, take a fan around, tie it round her neck and jump over the dock. Cause her love has been refused. Now she's got the Harlem blues. Her brain is reeling. Now she's got the Harlem blues. A crazy feeling. Now she's got the Harlem blues.
Well, there you had Mamie Smith, believe it or not. There's a woman who made the very first blues record back in August of 1920. And here she is 20 years later with a movie soundtrack. She appears with Lucky Millinder, a film called Paradise in Harlem. And she sings a tune that they entitle The Harlem Blues. Actually, this is the very first record that she made. Back then, she called it Crazy Blues. It's exactly the same tune, this time with Lucky Millinder in the orchestra accompanying. So the Harlem Blues / Crazy Blues, done in 1940. Mamie Smith to round out our set, along with Lucky Millinder in the orchestra. Before that, we had Willie Bryant. Willie Bryant was, I guess first of all, he was a big band leader during the late 20s and the 1930s for the Bluebird label. And then when the bottom fell out of the big band business for him, he wound up as the MC and host over at the famed Apollo Theater. And here he is recorded for the Apollo label back in October of 1945. It's called Amateur Night in Harlem, and basically it sort of outlines just exactly how the thing operated. Wednesday night was the night that they devoted to amateur talent. You could come up, and if they liked you, you couldn't go wrong. And if they didn't like you, it was sort of like American Idol today, where they were merciless to anybody who came up and tried to perform and really didn't measure up. Willie Bryant on the vocals, Tab Smith, and a little sextet, including Taft Jordan on trumpet and Walter Johnson on the drums, October 1945. And we started things, before that we had James P. Johnson in his band with Anna Robinson was the female vocalist here from March of 1939, and that was a thing called the Harlem Woogie. James P. Johnson, who was the founding father of stride piano, when he put together a band, my God, he did his recordings around the 1920s and was on the scene for the better part of a decade. When it came to putting together a band, who did James P. Johnson choose? Well, check this out. Red Allen on the cornet, J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, Gene Sedgwick on tenor sax, Al Casey on guitar, Johnny Williams on bass, I'm not familiar with him, and Big Sid Catlett on the drums. So that was a pretty tough little band with Jimmy Johnson. That's Jimmy Johnson and his orchestra, Anna Robinson on the vocals, and they call that the Harlem Woogie. And the date is March 1939. And we started off with Ella Fitzgerald, along with Chick Webb and the orchestra, October of 1937, and Holiday in Harlem. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. And our special feature this week, we're picking out tunes that have the word Harlem in the title. You know, it seems as though Duke Ellington is the one who really gave Harlem its dignity. He wrote so many different pieces about Harlem. We won't be featuring any of those on the program this week, but we will be featuring sides by Cab Calloway, who really made it popular, and Ethel Waters, who did her bit as well. Here's another guy talking about Harlem. It's Hot Lips Page and Got an Uncle in Harlem.
Relations. I've got relations, but somehow they don't mean a thing to me. And cousins, yes, I got them by the dozens, but when I'm broke, who do I go to see? Got an uncle in Harlem. What an uncle is he? I got an uncle in Harlem. he ain't related to me. I got a suit in my closet that he holds like a friend, as a sort of deposit when I need money to spend.
When the numbers take me, when the horses break me, when the dice forsake me, I can get 10 from Uncle Ben. When I'm fresh out of money, I don't need sympathy. I got an uncle in Harlem, he's like a father to me. Can be. Got an uncle in Harlem. He's like a father to me.
Who's like a father?
He's like a father to me.
Who's like a father?
He's like a father to me.
Thank you. kid. My man likes his whiskey, and I love my Harlem gin. He likes his outside women, and I love my outside men. Don't the moon look pretty, shining down through the trees? Don't the moon look pretty, shining down through the trees? But don't your home look lonesome when your man packs his clothes and leaves? My man is a jockey. He taught me how to ride. He taught me how to ride. He says it's easy in the middle, but it's better on the side. Won't you tell me, Daddy, what is on your mind? Won't you tell me, Daddy, what is on your mind? If you want your mama to love you, you must treat her nice and kind. They tell me blues and trouble runs hand in hand.
Thank you.
jumping. Now all the sugar hillers are a bunch of killer dillers. I'm trying to set you right. You can do most any old thing on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but mostly on Saturday night.
Man, do it gonna be here this morning. Yeah, what is this here?
It's Blue Monday up on Sugar Hill. That's where you bound to get your thrill. And you don't need a lot to go. Go over to Miss So-and-So. Grab a chick by the arm. Start doing the Sally Long. Good time, you'll have galore. Stray music played by Snooper Joe. It's early in the morning, about 5:30. Get yourself together for doing good ride. Don't say you won't, I know you will. Get your thrill. Blue Monday up on Sugar Hill.
Just have to look to see if you have a doubt.
Well, I guess we cheated a little bit, didn't we? Instead of using the word Harlem in the title, we used a specific location in Harlem known as Sugar Hill. There's Helen Humes for the Mercury label, 1948, Jumping on Sugar Hill. Before that, we had Coot Grant and Sox Wilson and Blue Monday on Sugar Hill. That was from May of 1938, a decade earlier. Charlie Shavers on the trumpet, Sidney Bechet, and Teddy Bunn there on guitar among the players. Let's go to the top. We'll work our way through them in the order in which they were heard. We started out with Hot Lips Page and Got an Uncle in Harlem from March of 1949. That was actually my introduction to Lips, was this particular tune, Got an Uncle in Harlem. And I don't think he ever did a tune that was better than this. And I've spent something like 30 years collecting records by him to see if there was something better. They're all great, but this one in particular hits home with me. Got an Uncle in Harlem. After that, we listened to Ivy Anderson along with Duke Ellington and the orchestra. And it was A Sad Night in Harlem from July 1936. We listened to Ruby Smith, accompanied by Sammy Price on piano, and the Harlem Gin Blues, December of 1941. We listened to Lil Hardin Armstrong and Harlem on a Saturday Night, September 1938. And after that, we listened to Coot Grant, Sox Wilson, Blue Monday on Sugar Hill, and Helen Humes, Jumpin' on Sugar Hill. Just for the sake of it, anybody out there know what the real first names of Coot Grant and Sox Wilson were? Well, Coot Grant, that was the woman. Leola B. Wilson was her name, or Leola B. Grant. And then Sox Wilson, his first name was Wesley. So if you knew that, you were probably the only person out there that did. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail-order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by the Old Town School of Folk Music, offering classes in blues, guitar, and harmonica. Classes start March 5th. More information is available at 773-728-6000. That's the Old Town School of Folk Music. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing, and during this week's edition of our program, we're listening to recordings that have the word Harlem in the title. I'll tell you, the guy who really cashed in on this just shamelessly was Cab Calloway, and he did that throughout the course of his recording career. Let's start with this one from November of 1933 and see how far we can get. This is a thing called Harlem Camp Meeting.
Off here. Just one like one of the good old revival days here. A camp meeting. Yowza, yowza. There's a dear brother got happy on that clarinet. Look at him. Great day. Tell me all about it, brother. Tell me all about it now. That's it, son. Get ready for this scat sermon I'm going to give you here. Look out now. Skippin' to give him to bop up to go to the skinny boot to say to beat him, but to dot to dot to eat. Skinny boot to bop to the beat to that to the ball. Skinny boot to dot to do the bop to say. So you keep on and 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 keep on. Oh,
happy there, get happy. Shout it, Elder, shout it, Elder. Yowza. Get happy, get happy, all you sinners, and get happy here. Swing them, sisters, swing them. This is the kind of camp meetings we have in Harlem. Yeah, man. Beat it out, Brother Payne. Beat it out there, son. Swing them, cat. Yeah, man. Easy now, easy now. Look out, brother. Tell me all about it, brother. Is you ready? Is you ready? So help me, you is.
Yeah, man.
Hospitality. When you hear a welcome to your song, you keep shouting hallelujah all night long. You never rest when you get the best of Harlem hospitality. It's a waste of life. Tell you hear a song I love that uses, yeah, man, it's a taste of life.
The shim sham shimmy with the black and tan.
You don't need to eat an apple every day, hindy ho. We keep the doctor far away. You can't get ill when you get the thrill of Harlem hospitality.
Holiday when the whole world's down and the times look blue, you'll be high upon Lenox Avenue. There'll be gals on the make, gin'll be free if you don't get a break. Don't blame me, every spot that you got will be hotter than hot. Every day will be a Harlem holiday.
Thank you.
was up at Mike's the other night. There was really quite a sight. Gather around, folks, while I give you all the lowdown. It's a mess, too. Tables were filled with gaudy frails chewing on their fingernails. They were waiting for the man from Harlem.
Ah!
Oh, there! Ah! Drinks were served, 6 bits of throw. Things were moving kind of slow. Everybody's nerves were getting jumpy. You know, people sort of frivolous like that. All at once the room was still. Men forgot all about the bill. Who should enter but the man from Harlem?
Why, look at that cat. Come in here, he's growling. Just let him growl. It's an awful mess, ain't it? Oh, you muggins, that's who you muggins. Muggins, so help me. I'm going to tell you more about it, tell you more about it.
Everybody rolled their eyes. Women started heaving sighs. Someone hollered, music, lights, and gin. Come on, let's get out here. Everybody cleared a space. They had big, broad smiles on every face. How they all loved to see the man from Harlem.
Ah!
Oh, ah! Oh, when he started in to step, he filled everyone with plenty pep. He'd twist and squirm. It just was a dirty shame. Everyone was in a daze. Women watched him with amaze. Each one said she'd have the man from Harlem. Can you blame him? Can you blame him? Oh, this man's a man. This man is mugging. Lay rackin', lay rackin', lay rackin'. Ah, oh, you're mugging, that's right. Yes, indeed, Rick. Looked over in the corner, there was a couple frails, and they sure did look kind of low. Another cat walked up and said to the man, Harlem, go over there and see what's the matter with them girls there. He said, I'm kind of low. He said, I got just what you need. Come on, sister, light up one of these weeds and get high and forget about everything. Come on, Satchel. Oh, baby. Dee-dee-da-dee.
All Harlem's in a rage, and not from blowing gauge. They've got a new type menace up there. He just blew into town. He's slim and coffee brown. His trademark is the call that fills the air. But Harlemites don't take alarm. He really doesn't mean you harm. He's only loaded up with jungle charm. No trees about, but listen to him shout, whoa! He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
Big gals and small, all answer to his call. Whoa! He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
He's the Tarzan of Harlem.
Instead of swinging from the trees, he swings round the old Savoy, romancing all those chickadees with a hey and a fly, fly, fly. He just can't miss. He kills them with a kiss. And if some night you hear a roar and someone's breaking down a door, that's just the way to ask for more. Whoa! Just can't miss. He kills them with a kiss.
50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50
Yeah, there's Cab Calloway. I think Cab and Harlem go hand in hand. We started out with Harlem Camp Meeting from November of 1933. Then we listened to Harlem Hospitality, September 1933. We jumped back to November 1932 for Harlem Holiday. Then we listened to The Man from Harlem from November of 1932. And finally, Tarzan of Harlem from October of 1939. It's Blues Before Sunrise. It's our Harlem special featuring Cab Calloway during that set. We've got more. We'll be right back.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten in part by Bill's Blues, 1029 Davis in Evanston. Bill's features great live music every night of the week, including a Tuesday blues jam, and world-famous blues artists featured on Friday and Saturday nights. Bill's Blues is easily accessible by public transportation and is ADA compliant. More information is available at billsbluesbar.com or at 847-424-9800. That's Bill's Blues in Evanston.
You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago, and I'm your host, Steve Cushing. I'd like to say hi to the folks who are listening on WLSU in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Thank you for tuning to the program. We hope that you listen on a regular basis. And please, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. We got a lot of great music and I'd like to share it with them as well. Well, I hope that you've been enjoying our special on Harlem. Don't forget, we still got another hour's worth of this to go during the next hour. We hope you'll stick around for that. And got some really good artists coming up next hour, including the King Cole Trio, Ernestine Anderson, Harlem Hamfats, Buck and Bubbles, Slim Gaylord, Timmy Rogers, and many others. So we'll make it worth your while. You stick with us. We've got, another record here. I think the most obvious choice out of all the Harlem recordings, the most obvious choice would be the classic tune Harlem Nocturne, and there were a dozen or so different versions of this that I had in the collection. I've tried to hold off doing those until the last minute, but we've got one here we'll use to wrap up the hour. We've got Earl Bostic on alto, and let's see, where does this go back? This goes back to April of 1956, and Earl Bostic here on the alto and his version of Harlem Nocturne.